Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. I have one ghost story, and I may be overstating things to describe it as such, but it's October and Halloween is around the corner, so here you go. During my late teen years, I spent 3 summers working at Blue Lake United Methodist Camp just outside Andalusia, Alabama. I acted as caretaker of Pinewood Lodge, which was one of 3 facilities on the sizable property. It was my duty to maintain clean conditions of the entire lodge, from the kitchen to the mess hall to the bathrooms to the spacious gymnasium. It also meant that I was always the last person to leave the complex on Friday after all the campers and counselors had vacated the premises each week. It was my job to lock up. Now, I had heard the stories from the first week of the first summer of my employment. The cleaning crew for the cabins, the cooks, the lifeguards, heck, even the administrative staff had regaled me with tales of doors shutting on their own, commodes self-flushing, and sightings of a woman in a white dress in the woods at dusk. It certainly didn't help that the first Friday the 13th movie set at a summer camp had opened in theaters that summer. Truthfully, I never saw anything, but something happened near the end of that season that I couldn't fully explain. It was a Friday afternoon, and I was preparing to lock down the lodge. One last walkthrough of the facility, and I was headed home. During that check, I noticed the door to the upstairs chapel was open. I shut the door and went about my business, taking one final glance into the gymnasium before walking back through the hallway where the chapel door was located. It was open again. Thinking that was odd, I grabbed the doorknob, gave it a jiggle, and then shut the door again. For about 5 seconds, I stood outside the door to see if it would slip back open, maybe from a loose latch or something. Nothing. I returned to the kitchen to retrieve my keys and locked the back door on my way out. But after picking up my keys and turning toward the exit, my curiosity got the best of me. I walked back through the mess hall, then to the hallway, then came to a full stop at the sight of the open chapel door. All of the tales I had been told about unexplained noises and doors closing and apparitions came flooding back into my brain in blood-pounding fury. Frozen in place, the logical side of my brain engaged in warfare with the emotional side about what to do next. The rational portion actually came out the victor, and I approached the open door. Again, I jostled the doorknob. This time, I went a step further and loped up the short staircase to the small chapel. No one to be seen. I called out. No answer. Satisfied that the area was empty, I left the chapel, descended the stairs, and shut the door. Once more, I stood just a couple of feet from the door and waited. Maybe a full minute this time. After what seemed like an eternity, not knowing what the heck I would have done had the door opened, I left. After walking the grounds outside the building and checking all the locks, it was time to head to the car. I looked back at the building. There was a window on a side door that allowed a view of the hallway where the chapel door was. Overcome with a pull I cannot explain, I walked to the window. It's at this point everyone in the theater would be screaming at me to get out, just take my keys and go. But this is not a movie, I kept saying to myself, and there is just no way that the door was standing open again. No one I've told this story ever believes what I did next. In a wave of primal courage or stupidity, take your pick, I snatched open the outside door, sprinted down the hallway, slammed the chapel door as I bolted past, and rocketed out the back door at full throttle. I never looked back as I jumped in my car and broke the land speed record on my way home. There's not much else to say about what happened that day. I worked at Pinewood another 2 summers and never had a similar experience with the chapel door. So take it for what it is, a good story. Whether it's a ghost story or not, I'll never know, and I don't really want to. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.